From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight, the last edition for 2014. I'm Amy Jeffries. Melinda Delott, Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press, is here to help sum up the year, or at least the year in Louisiana politics. Happy holidays to you.
Hi, Amy.
When you think about the year that was, what stands out?
Well, I think at the top of anybody's list, it would be the Senate race and the outcome of the Senate race. With Senator Landrieu losing after three terms in office, 18 years in the Senate, and the fact that Republican Bill Cassidy will be taking over in January and we'll have a new senator. That seems to be the most significant shift in politics over the year.
Do you think that 2014 will go down as a major notch in the timeline of Louisiana's political history?
Well, I mean, it will clearly be an important milestone for Republicans and for the way you look at politics in the state. I mean, it was Mary Landrieu was the last Democrat in the Deep South holding a Senate seat. With her loss, now all of the statewide elected positions in Louisiana are held by Republicans. Republicans have the majority in the state legislature, both the House and the Senate there, and they have all of the statewide elected positions, both senators, and they have majorities on the state education board. They have majorities on the Public Service Commission. So this is definitely Mary Landrieu's loss was a big win for Republicans, and it was kind of capping off what has been a decade of shifting in the state from a fairly solid, moderate, democratically led state to a state that is led mainly by Republicans.
This was the year that Governor Bobby Jindal declared he was withdrawing Louisiana from Common Core, the set of benchmarks for learning in reading and math adopted by many states, benchmarks he had a hand in creating. How big of a moment was that?
Well, I mean, that was definitely one of the biggest political stories of the past year. The governor went through the whole legislative session kind of it wasn't entirely clear what his position was going to be, and he didn't very heavily get involved in legislation that could have gotten Louisiana out of Common Core. So the legislature kept the standards in classrooms, but then, you know, the session ended, and then the governor decided to make this big play against the standards. He took some executive actions trying to limit the education department's ability to buy testing material that was connected to Common Core. That ultimately got overturned by a state district judge who said that the governor had exceeded his legal authority. And so the standards are still being used in public schools, and the testing will still be used come spring. But in the meantime, we have several lawsuits now pending about this, including one that the governor has filed in federal court against the Obama administration, accusing them of sort of manipulating federal grant money and federal regulatory waivers to try and force states to use the Common Core education standards. So clearly the governor is going to continue this assault against the standards into the new year, and it will come up again in the next legislative session.
More recently, in the latter half of the year, we've seen oil prices take a dive, and that has put a magnifying glass over the state's budget problems. Do you think there's been any progress toward resolving our budget woes in the past year, or was it all just more can-kicking?
I don't think there's been any progress in resolving the budget woes of this state. I mean, this is kind of the perpetual problem that starts as soon as they finish one budget, you know, they have a looming problem for the next. So this is a perpetual cycle that now has just been made a little bit worse by the state of the per barrel price of oil.
Have you seen any change in the attitude or approach of lawmakers to the budget with this dramatic plunge in oil prices and therefore in oil revenues?
The way that the legislature and the general administration have been talking about it, you can tell there is a level of concern, but these are also people who have been going through nonstop cycles of budget problems since 2008. So, I mean, I don't know that the term beaten down is a good one, but they have been constantly dealing with budget shortfalls and deficits and gaps and any other word you want to use for it for so long that In some way, even as there is an obvious level of concern from all of the people involved in crafting the budget, you also get the sense of, like, this is one more problem in the long list.
If you had one word to describe 2014, what would it be?
I think maybe my word would be polarizing, based on the election cycle and the way issues in Louisiana have gotten more divisive on certain fronts, and the way the Senate race became so overtly partisan, and the Common Core debate became so divisive in the Capitol, and likely will continue to be. So I think polarizing is probably a good word to explain some of Louisiana's political debates of the last year, or probably a lot of them.
Melinda DeLotte, Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press. See you in 2015.
Happy New Year.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.